got the pizza tour guy. I'll tell you, man, you are like one of those people that I've actually used you as an example to my kids.
The PTG, the pizza tour guy.
I have actually used you as an example to my kids. Scott from now, Scott, what's first of all, what's the website?
Yeah, ScottsPizzaTours.com.
All right. How old a guy are you?
I'm 29.
29. And you've had the pizza tour business. How long have you been doing it?
It's been 2.5 years.
Now, if I recall correctly, and let me know if I'm wrong here, it started out because you were a pizza aficionado.
Yeah,
your friends would come to the city, and you would take them on these little impromptu pizza tours to show them the best pizza places in the city.
Exactly, exactly. I grew up in Jersey, and all my friends would basically get in my car. We'd drive into Brooklyn, we'd drive into Manhattan, we'd go to the Bronx, spend a day for each borough, and just kind of go crazy.
Funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
So you've done this, and this is the thing I was telling my kids about. I said, you know, this is America. This is America. It's the greatest country in the world. And I didn't even know you were going to be on the show. This was like 3-4 weeks ago. I said to my stepson, I said, Jeff, I know a guy who makes his living off of taking people to pizza places. It's all he does. He decided one day
he was
going to start giving tours of the best pizza places in New York City. And now people pay him for him to take them to places. He gets them a slice.
And now he probably doesn't have to pay for his pizza.
I still pay for pizza.
Do you?
No, you don't. Yeah. It's like
you're bringing so many people in.
No, it's like being a restaurant reviewer. You
yeah.
don't
you got
want
it.
The, you know what
can't.
It is? Because you are the fair arbiter.
Right.
Exactly,
you know?
Right. And I get calls all the time from pizzerias saying, oh, hey, you got to come to my pizzeria, bring your people here. And, you know, it's not just about, you know, they're offering me free. Oh, you come in, we're going to give you and two friends a free meal. And no way, that never floats.
So how do you choose your places?
I would be so disappointed if I found out that you were taking kickbacks.
No,
like that.
Never, never
a
kickback.
How do you choose your places?
Well, basically, it's got to be a place, it's got to fit a few criteria. It's got to be awesome pizza.
Okay.
It's got to be awesome pizza. It's got to have a great story. Just
okay.
because we never go to a place and just say, oh, we're eating a great slice of pizza and there's no backstory.
Right,
it's got to
right.
be like some great family history or amazing, an oven that's unique.
Someone
or
got killed there.
Somebody
sort of,
got killed, whatever.
Somebody
you know?
Mob assassination, yeah, something like that.
It's possible. Nothing on a tour right now like that. But you know, it's also got to be on our route. Like every Sunday we do a bus tour. I basically do walking tours during the week in Manhattan, bus tours on Sunday. And if some people are like, oh, you got to come. I'm in all the way East Long Island. And it doesn't make sense because
right,
I pick up people
right.
in Soho.
Wait, you actually will... Oh, I see what you're saying.
People want me to go, like, all the way crazy 50 miles away.
So you do your walking tours. Are people already all signed up to be on the tour, or do they walk past you and say, hey, what's going on here? Can we get in on this?
They have to... Well, they all have to sign up in advance.
Okay.
They have to wear bracelets?
No bracelets. They all get a big pizza sticker, a scratch and sniff
sticker. They all get t-shirts, right?
Oh, that would be awesome. No, you know what? They all get goodie bags. Like little bags that have a little pizza journal so you can jot down your notes,
okay.
you know, keep
okay.
track of everything. And I bring around, you know what I got since last time I saw you guys? I got this crazy infrared thermometer laser gun so I can test the temperatures of pizzas and pizza ovens and all that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
We bring it around on the tour.
How cool does that make you look? Like you are?
It's so awesome. I mean,
like a ghost hunter for pizza.
You know what it is? Though? Exactly. That's the showbiz of what you're doing. The showbiz is, yeah, you know, look at this oven burns a little while. You know, what's the secret? They're 10 degrees hotter. See?
Well, but you know what? It's really, it's like you said, it's not just bringing people around and eating a slice of pizza. We got
right.
we understand what it is. Like, I brought in pizza today from Patsy's in Harlem, John's of Bleecker Street, and Joe's on Carmine Street. And they're totally different ovens, totally different baking styles, different
yeah.
cheeses. And if you don't understand the difference, then it's almost useless to compare them to each
other. You got
to
have a gun.
They
got
to get the gun.
They say the key to New York pizza is the New York water.
Yeah, they do say that. I'm not convinced of it, just because there's so much bad pizza in New York that uses the same water, you know,
it's
and there's so much great
more,
pizza.
Yeah.
There's great pizza outside of New York. It's
but
not true.
But that's an actual hook that they'll actually, there are places
yeah.
in the Midwest
yeah.
that
yeah,
will have
say
their water shipped from New York
yes.
to make their pizza. So they use real New York water because that's supposed to be. Like the idea, and the thing about it is, you know what? People in New York don't drink the water out of their taps.
Everybody filters their water in New York. Everybody.
Yeah.
So it's really the joke's on you, Midwest, if you're shipping out the water. Because
hey, ooh, look at that. I think it's the extra little bits of rat.
All you got to do is put a license plate in it. New York has been voted the best drinking water in the country, though.
New York does have great drinking water. That's true. But you can take any water and you can distill it or you can dechlorinate it. You can do anything mm-hmm. you want to change the water. So New York's water coming out of the tap is pretty solid, but you know there's great pizza. I went to a place in LA and it's got a big poster up that says we import New York tap water. it's baloney, complete baloney. Because the guy was telling me, he's like, yeah, you know, because I use New York water. And I'm like, okay, let me see I want to see the water. This is awesome. Let me see it. And he goes, no, I got a guy who does it. Of course.
Yeah,
you know,
once there's a guy.
But people in New York say that it's the water just because it's a geographical restrictor. It's saying that you can't get this pizza outside.
Right.
It's saying it's impossible, which is not impossible. It's a defense mechanism.
This is what I like about Scott the Pizza Guy. There's an intelligent interpretation of a myth right there.
Yeah.
He was able to boil it down to a geographic limiter. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mythbusters.
Boiling down the water.
Boiling down the water.
That's the chapter. It's boiling down the water theory.
You know, but I'll tell you, honest to God, when Deuce said that you were coming back in, it was so funny because literally I was telling my kids, I'm like, dude, you know, here's a guy, saw a niche, decided he wanted to go do it. Applied himself, marketed it well, came up with the whole, you know, it's not just you going to four pizzerias and having a slice of pizza. It's an experience. What is it? It's about a three-hour tour?
The bus tour is four and a half hours.
4.5 hours?
Yeah, and actually a bunch of the guys here came on a tour a few months ago.
How many slices are you getting in 4.5 hours?
You get a slice at each stop.
How many stops?
The bus tour, which is 4.5 hours, is 4 stops. But it's 4 slices spread out over 4 hours. So by the time you're at the third slice, you're like, no, I can eat like 100 more. When you hit that fourth slice, you're pretty much done. Because I want you to be able to taste everything.
Well, you know, we had the egg roll guy in here last week.
Yeah, the egg roll. We had Johnny Egg Roll.
Yeah, Johnny Egg Roll was here last week.
Oh, he's a good friend of mine. We worked together, yeah.
3-hour tour.
You know, when you think about it, now you say that, but it wouldn't be a bad idea to branch off to the sushi tour or to the, and I'm not saying for you, but you franchise it out under the auspices of Scott's Food Tours International.
Well, you know, the thing is, there are other foods that I'm really obsessed with,
Spam
and that would make great tours. I'm actually going to be doing like a
lemon ices.
Oh wow, that would be crazy.
Great lemon ice.
But the problem with lemon ice is it's so acidic and it's so sweet that you would be dulled down. Your taste buds would be dulled down.
Right.
With pizza, it's a different process every time. I might do one with like dumplings or something, you know, like something that could be different every place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want anything in my food item with dump in it. I'm sorry.
That's the difference between you and I.
How about souvlaki?
Oh.
New York City's best hot dog carts.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? There's a food cart tour.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I took it
a few weeks ago. Yeah. There's a company called Urban Oyster that does this food cart tour.
I love you, man. Yeah, I took it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you know. I love the thing about in New York is New York's so great because there's so much variety of food within walking distance.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right.
So it's not
if you want it, you get it.
Exactly. Exactly. Any hour of the day, any hour of the night, and it's there. And now they've got all these carts and trucks that have great pizza on them. Great, you know, all kinds of other foods. Great Indian food on trucks, on carts. It's awesome.
Back up a trunk.
We're going to be back in just a couple moments. Scott from Scott's Pizza Tour is our guest in the studio. And scottspizzatours.com.
You got it.
All right, we're going to be back in a moment. Hang around.
Creating jobs.